Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning. I'm Mary Ellen Flora, and I'd like to talk to you today about the differences between spirit and body. I know every Sunday I talk to you about you are spirit, you are spirit, you are spirit, and everybody goes, okay, what? Tell me more. And then I give you other times to meditate on your body and how it's operating and how to get along with it. Well, one of the things that's very confusing throughout religious training and throughout the world on just about every level is the fact that most people don't understand, first of all, you are spirit, which means you're a spark of the divine force, the cosmic consciousness. I don't care what name you want to use. It doesn't have a name. And you are part of that. You can see that part of you as a bright spark of light. Now then, all of us sitting here, at least, and most of the people you relate to, have a body. And you know about that because you have one. And it walks, it talks, it requires food, it requires oxygen. It's a very fascinating thing to use. But the thing is, we don't acknowledge that spirit and body are essentially opposite. I know people think male and female are different. No, not really. We both had mothers. And so we have to realize that the spirit and the body are really different. Spirit doesn't have any physical characteristics. Zero. It has no emotions. It has no pain. Everybody goes, wait, I like that part. How come I don't have more? Well, it's up to you. And what you can do to bring that part of you, the spirit, more into the body and diminish some of the body's demands is to meditate. Everybody thinks that meditation is strictly a spiritual phenomenon. However, it's for your body. It's for you, the spirit, to be able to get into and relate to your physical body and to train the body to accept you and allow you, the spirit, that bright spark of the divine force, to flow through it. So today we're going to meditate on beginning to accept the differences between spirit and body, because we get very disturbed by trying to make the body like us as spirit, which the poor thing can't be, and then we try to make spirit like the body, which is absurd. We even try to humanize the concept of God. I find that entertaining, but that's another whole day. So today, let's get a little perspective about ourselves as spirit and the fact that we have a body and start that process of respecting both levels of our creativity. It's a duality that we learn to live with on planet Earth, or we don't. We have the choice. But since you're here, you must be interested in it. So let's use these wonderful spiritual techniques that we have that can assist you to bring yourself, the spirit, more into the body and respect it and use it effectively. So just close your eyes, because that helps you tune into yourself. We're very visual. We tend to flow right out of our eyes. So just tune into you. Take some nice deep breaths, because the one thing that the body cannot do without is oxygen. So take some nice deep breaths, and your body's going to be much more receptive. Now I want you to be aware of your body sitting on the chair. Be aware of your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. And you may want to keep your hands and your feet separate because it helps your energy to flow smoothly through your system. You want to open your system to yourself, you the spirit. If you go to a party, most likely you're going to sit and cross your legs, or you're standing and cross your arms. You're trying to protect yourself. But now you're going to be opening to yourself. Now, I want you to be aware, don't go there, just be aware of an area near the base of your spine. We have what we call chakras, or energy centers, throughout the system. The one that relates to how we create on this planet in this body is near the base of the spine. So I want you to create, and this is you, the spirit, a flow of energy from the bottom of that chakra, that first chakra, and allow it to flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until it reaches the center of the earth. Allow yourself to be attached to this earth. It's our larger body. Take some nice deep breaths and be aware of how your body responds to being grounded. Everyone's unique. Most people actually do find it stabilizing, calming, centering. All the martial arts use some form of grounding. Just to let your body adjust to being grounded. Now remember, when you ground, you are becoming more aware of what is occurring within the body. So if you have a lot of pain in your body, you may experience some of that. So that way you run into another wonderful aspect of grounding, and that is you can use it to release. So if you discover any tension or anything you don't want within your body, let it flow down that grounding cord you just created. You, the spirit, are learning to respect the body by being aware of what is in it and responding to that. Bodies don't like disturbances or tension or pain. They are really happy if you, the spirit, release it. Now, I've already said, you're a bright spark of light. That's how you're going to see yourself in this world, and that's how you're going to see others, and others will see you in that spiritual recognition. Just allow that bright spark of light that's you to come to the top of your head. Now, pause there for a moment. You might actually feel something. You might feel a tingling, or a warmth, or just an awareness of something. Don't worry if you don't. You're still floating around because it takes time to connect to the body. Now then, very slowly and gently, let yourself flow through the top of your head into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. And as you do this, you'll learn why we ground. Because you are an incredibly energetic spark of light. Your body's a much lower energy than you are as spirit. And your body needs to be grounded when you bring all that vitality and energy into it. It needs time to adjust to your presence. Remember, some nice deep breaths. And you may want to just enhance your grounding. Now, if your body's feeling great and it's healthy and happy, being in the center of your head will be a joy for you. If you have stored difficulties and disturbances in your body, you may not want to be there as much. Some of you say, yes, that's correct. I like to sit above my head. But anyway, what we want to do is learn how to work with the body. I've seen lots of people become spiritually aware and go, oh, I'm just going to barrel right into my body and I'm going to be the most spiritual thing on the planet. And guess what? It doesn't work. Your body is your vessel. It's your vehicle. And one of the things that you have to do to use it effectively is to heal it, to cleanse it, to let go of things that are inappropriate. So right now, be in the center of your head. Be aware of your body around you. And yes, it's going to feel heavy because bodies are heavy. And let your grounding flow to the center of the earth. This is a foreign environment for you. You, the spirit. And if you've spent most of your time outside of your body, it's an unusual experience for your body. So you have to keep doing it. Sometimes you have to go up above your head and then come back in and work with the body. So today, let's use our grounding to let go of anything that's in the body that we can let go of at the present moment that interferes with us being able to come into it and communicate with it. Just let it flow down your grounding cord. You don't have to even know what it is. Remember, body and spirit are different, so they communicate differently. Let's take, for example, the body's main way of communicating, which is emotions. Lots of times the body will be trying to tell you something and, you know, maybe it says, I'm afraid. And so you decide, okay, here's a hamburger. Not what the body's probably looking for. So allow yourself to listen to the body. So maybe if the body's saying, I'm afraid, what about coming in and being conscious, becoming aware of what it is in your circumstances that's making your body afraid? It might save you from getting run over by a truck. Or it could be something from your past, something that happened when you were 2 years old. You can let that go down your grounding cord as well. So tune in to your body's main emotion right now. How does it feel? Let it tell you. It feels happy, it feels sad, it feels what? And have a little conversation between you and the body. Just because you, the spirit, have no emotions doesn't mean you can't respond to your body's emotions. You're here to learn how to work that body and how to create through it. And ignoring or denying your emotions is not going to get you what you want. If you have been taught that the emotion your body is speaking to you is a bad emotion, just let that concept go down your grounding cord, because there is no such thing as a bad emotion. Might be an inappropriately used one, but it's always a communication from the body trying to tell you something. All right, let's focus on grounding and being in the center of your head, and then go on with some more differences between spirit and body. Spirit communicates with vibration. Sometimes it communicates with actually formulas, light. Sometimes the body can't interpret those until we bring the vibration down enough to translate it for the body. Let's take, for example, being aware of a vibration around you. It's called your aura. Let's say you see some green in that aura around you. You have to slow down the information enough for the body to understand what that means. Oh, maybe that means growth. Well, that is easily explained, since I just moved from one apartment to the other. I just changed jobs. Whatever it is that you have been doing, be aware of the growth within yourself. So learning to know yourself as spirit is a major focus. Take a nice deep breath and go to the top of your head. Now, at the top of your head, I want you to just be aware of your body just below you. And I'll talk just a minute about its characteristics. Now, the characteristics are that it has to operate in time, which means through space. You, the spirit, do not. You do not have any limits of time or space. You're in a body to learn about that. So it's important to respect the body's need to work through time and space. For example, let's say we all decided we're going to go to Hawaii. You, the spirit, can go to Hawaii right now. Snap of your fingers, you're there. Okay, everybody, please come back. I know it's lovely. And you have to respect the body's way of getting there. You're going to have to call somebody up, get a plane ticket. You're going to have to pack your clothes, get some kind of ride to the airport, take an airplane, sit on it for 5 hours, and you can get to Hawaii. So with that simple example, you're starting to be aware of the difference between spirit and body. I know everybody liked so much that movie about the witch who wiggled her nose and her house was cleaned, because everybody has an aware of themselves as spirit. As spirit, we can create without time or space or mass. But bodies take time. So take a nice deep breath and once again use your grounding and let go of anything that keeps you from respecting the body's use of time and space. That's where we operate. There's a new type of meditation called mindfulness. I call it present time. But the body lives in the present moment. It's the only place it functions, right here, right now. So come back to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, and be aware of the body around you. Be aware of its heartbeat. Be aware of your breathing. Be aware of the fact that if you want to relate to the body, you need to be in the present moment, because that's the only place it lives. You, the spirit, can play all kinds of time and space games. When you have a body, the place you have your healing, your power, your awareness is right here in the present. So be here for a moment in the center of your head, being grounded, and experiencing your body with all of its differences. This is what meditation is all about. Getting to know yourself as spirit, learning how to work your body, how to work with your body. Some choose to simply leave the body and use it as a way to be on planet Earth and do everything outside the body that they want to do here on planet Earth. I really enjoy using the body. Coming into the body, being aware of everything in it and around it. So let yourself be grounded and centered, which will lead you to that aware space. I like for the body to be aware. Let your body be aware of you. If it's afraid of you, which is not unusual, increase your grounding. Respect the differences between spirit and body. Now, we usually talk to Jesus, but we talk to different great teachers. And today I'd like for us to get a few moments with Buddha. Buddha learned a lot in his lifetime and fortunately taught people about it. And when he started out, he was a prince. He was married. He had everything physical someone could want. And he left it and went to the absolute other extreme, where he was living out in the wilderness with a group of people, and they were even eating grass and drinking water from a river. And he lived in that life of depredation for a while. He was learning about the body and used extremes to learn. And then he came to a balance. He came to a balance where he realized you didn't have to be one extreme or the other. You were spirit with the body. And learning what purpose you have in this lifetime. And we all know his was to teach us that we're spirit, to be aware and awakened. So let's say hello to this great soul we call Buddha. And ask for information about the differences between spirit and body. Especially the ones you need to know about now. Take a nice deep breath and just thank Buddha for all the wonderful information he shared with the world. And let yourself have what you can at this point in time. Then I'd like for us to all create a bright gold sun above our head. And let that bright gold energy flow into the top of your head and through your body and all the way into the center of the earth. Allow this neutral healing energy to help your body raise your vibration so you can use the body more effectively. Then here in present time and grounded, just say hello to your God. We don't define God for you. And we'll spend just a few silent moments having a communion with your God. Be aware of the healing that you receive by allowing yourself to quiet the body and experience the spiritual vibration flowing into and through you. All right, take a nice deep breath. Be aware of your body. You may want to wiggle your foot or pat your knee. Bring your attention back to your physical body. Because remember, that's your vessel. That's what you move around in on planet Earth. And when you're ready, you're welcome to open your eyes and bend forward and release energy. Now today, we have just touched on the fact that spirit and body are different. So allow yourself to meditate on some of the specifics and how many ways you're different. Just be aware the characteristics of the body are not you, the spirit. So have a good time this week communicating between you and your body.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.